This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Ever since its opening, the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro has hosted world-class musicians and performers from around the world. The lineup of presentations in the 2019-2020 Fowler Series has been announced, and KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with newly appointed Fowler Center Director Dr. Marika Kariakos and with Dr. Tim Crist, who coordinated the events for this year's series. For those people who have never attended an event at the Fowler Center, Dr. Kariakos described the facility.
First of all, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. Even if you just want to walk up or drive up and just look at it from the outside, that's one reason just for anyone in the community or the region to come see Fowler Center. It serves the community and the region as well as A-State. It is not just an A-State facility. It does house our theater department, and to me, it's our performing arts center. Being a member of the music faculty, we have many of our big performances there. We have Riceland Hall, and for the theater productions and also opera productions, we have the drama theater. We have Simpson Theater, which was formerly called the Box Theater, and it is a box theater. And between all of those lovely performance spaces, we have the Grand Hall, where we have performances and gatherings, receptions. And actually, when you walk in, the Rotunda is a beautiful area. We have lots of weddings there and just special events.
Now, you referred to the Simpson Theater as being a box theater. Elaborate on what makes that different than the other performing spaces in the Fowler Center.
Okay. Well, it is square and you could make it lots of things. It doesn't have built-in seatings, but it gives us the opportunity, I should say, for many different types of theatrical productions. There are mirrors all across one side, so we use it as a rehearsal space for choreography and various music theater productions or play rehearsals. And for the actual productions, it just has a lot of flexibility. We can have a theater in the round with seating all the way around, or on whichever side you'd like. You can also see people crawl above you and fix lights during performances, which is always interesting. So it's just a very unique space.
So besides all the performance spaces there inside Fowler Center, there is another aspect to what goes on there, and that's the Bradbury Art Museum. Tell us a little bit about that.
Of course. We have so many beautiful shows at the Bradbury Art Museum, and it's a great opportunity for all of our audiences to take advantage of viewing the great artworks in Bradbury Art Museum during our intermissions, whether it's a play or a musical or
any kind of presentation.
Any kind of presentation. Yeah. It's just wonderful.
It's just a nice little bonus.
Because it's
right there.
Right. And we just really love to extend our intermissions as long as we can so our audiences can go view the art shows. Les Christensen has done such a great job, and she has retired, but now we have Jackie Brightwell, who is taking over in a wonderful, wonderful way, and I've always enjoyed the art shows there, and so that's just a fantastic venue for us to take advantage of during our intermissions, taking a break.
Yeah, you know, the arts really describe human behavior. And when you take time with the arts, you take time with people and you learn more deeply about people. And when we look at people from different perspectives, from, say, a musical perspective as well as a visual one, we learn more completely about who we are and what we need to do in these sorts of things. So having all the arts present in this one complex is really something very powerful that we can present to our community. We hope people embrace that and come and participate in it.
One thing that you touched on too is that Fowler Center is not just an ASU facility. It is for the community, and there are community events that take place there as well as A-State music department presentations and theater department presentations.
That's right.
Well, one of the things that Fowler Center has become most well-known for is the Fowler Series, which is a special ticketed group of performances that happen every single year. And here to talk with us a little bit about some of the specifics in this year's Fowler series is Dr. Tim Crist. And Tim, what does it take to put together something like this? Before we get into the nuts and bolts, I mean, how do you and others in the past who have done the same thing find and bring such incredibly talented groups to a state to perform here?
Well, Marty, it starts with something that's more general to the university, and that's our impact on the community. If you look down through the university's mission statements and various departments on campus, their mission statements, you see one commonality, and that's that we're interested in engaging our community. We want to do outreach. We want our community to feel at home here on the A-State campus. We want to invite them to these very engaging, spectacular, wonderful events. These are life-changing events, life-enriching events that serve our community very, very well. We are so excited. You know, this is my second year in coordinating the series, and it's just been a great joy. The diversity that we offer on our schedule is very, very important. We want to show our community a little glimpse of what is happening in the outside world, bring the world to our campus, have these great artists from all over the world perform for us. It really gives you ultimately a sense of what the world is like. And without that, you know, think about the consequences. Think about the limited scope that we would have. It's been my experience that attending these events helps you to stay fresh, keep your mind open, and listening to the world and finding new things that are valuable, that make your life special, that give you an opportunity to grow, excel, reach your potential. It's a wonderful experience to embrace the arts in this manner. And it has been a charge of this series and the university.
It's one of those things that when you think about some of the artists that are coming, you would typically have to go to a much larger city to normally see things like what you're bringing into Fowler Center this academic year.
Absolutely. If you look down through the list of events that we have had on our campus, these are world-class, truly world-class artists, professionals in every way. If you were to see them in a venue in New York City, you'd probably pay $100 per ticket, easy. Here we offer something to our community that is, you know, really special. These are no slouches in art and the culture of artistry. These are very special events for us.
And even though you mentioned $100 a ticket, these are ticketed events, not at that level, but they are ticketed events nonetheless. Let's talk about the very first one. The first one of the events in the Fowler series this year is on Friday, September the 6th. Tell us about this first presentation.
Yeah, we're so excited for this one because this has been an idea that has been sort of on the back burner for a while. And it's the Native Pride Dancers. They come from Minnesota. And they feature one of the great Native American traditionalists, Larry Yazzi. And Larry has formed this dance group. Larry is an actor as well as a dancer and a musician. He's a singer. And he's just a fantastic person, doing everything he can in advocacy for Native Americans and indigenous people. It's sharing the stories through music, dance, and storytelling of our great Native Americans and their traditions. It's going to be a wonderful, enriching event for all of our community. It goes back, I guess you can look back at Arkansas State University's history as the Indians. We justly and rightly, of course, changed that name to the Red Wolves. But there's a lot of history here about Native Americans. You just look at our street signs and some of the deeper history of the university. It's a special event for us. And I am so happy to have these fine dancers and musicians join us.
I'm visiting with Dr. Tim Crist and Dr. Marika Kyriakos about the Fowler series that's occurring this academic year here at Arkansas State in Jonesboro. From that one dance ensemble, you've got another one coming in Tuesday, October the 1st.
Well, I was speaking to a faculty member here on campus, and she recommended that we have more dance on our program this year. So I thought, you know what? Let's do that. So we got one of the finest dance companies in the world, to come and perform for us. This is the Narit Yagram Ensemble. They come from southern India. And Narit Yagram means dance village. And they are known for being some of the finest dancers in India and even in the world. They have received all sorts of recognition for their work. We found out about them because they had a recent tour of the United States coming up. And it turns out that, this ensemble has consisted traditionally of women only. And this year is the first year they will have male dancers as well. In fact, their first performance will be here at Arkansas State University.
Wow. So kicking off their American tour in Jonesboro.
Right, right. They're coming straight from India, and they will be here for almost a full week. In fact, building on this idea of community engagement, we will have them present in town for several days, and they will be visiting several schools and also our Foundation of the Arts.
Wow. So that's another thing that we didn't really talk about earlier in our conversation, that so many of these artists who come to perform and to make presentations at Fowler Center, they stay in the community and interact, just like you said that this dance troupe from India will be doing. That's common. Many of these groups and the musicians that come in will do that.
This is true. And this year we've made an exceptional effort to make sure that all of our guests contribute somehow to our community in the form of an outreach, a school visitation, maybe a workshop to university students. Many of these events are open to the public. And so our public can come in and get to know them a little closer.
The series starting with two dance events, but then, of course, music is a big part of what the Fowler series also offers. You've got a group that I'm particularly excited about, the Hunter Tones. For someone who's never heard about them and their music, just begin to try to explain what they're really like.
Well, we knew you would be excited about them, so we had to get them on our calendar, of course. Yeah, they are wonderful. We've had them here before, and they just gave a fantastic concert. All of our students and faculty raved about it. Our community was just crazed. They're just a great, fantastic group. John Batiste from The Tonight Show band said, "Honest, genuine, skillfully executed music without limitations that is uplifting and cannot be quantified." Just a fantastic, fun event. If you like jazz groups, six-piece jazz ensemble, you're going to love this event.
What other jazz ensemble would have a sousaphone in their group? They are so much fun. Really great.
And again, they play more than just jazz. You know, sometimes you think just jazz and people think, that's not really what I'm interested in. I like the fact that you mentioned the quote by John Batiste. You know, the Tonight Show band, they play a variety of music. So do the Hunter Tones.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to categorize these groups, you know, because there's so many influences blending together now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can expect some rock, some soul.
Yeah.
Probably some blues thrown in there and definitely some funk.
My guests are Dr. Tim Crist and Dr. Marika Kyriakos. We're discussing the presentations coming up in this year's Fowler series at, of course, Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. And in case we didn't mention it, the Hunter Tones will be here Tuesday, October the 8th, and they're performing all of these in Riceland Hall. And then on Friday, October 25th, a gentleman who I think about his story and think about how YouTube has changed the world and how just through a single YouTube video, someone can become a superstar. And that's the case with the gentleman who will be here on October 25th. Tell us about him.
I'm glad you're aware of that video because that's how I got to know him.
Okay.
I remember him sitting on a rock in Central Park playing "While My Guitar Gently Weeps" on his ukulele. And it was extraordinary. And ever since, I've just had such great admiration for Jake Shimabukuro. He is a ukulele virtuoso. Now, you might be thinking, ukulele? Okay. One of the most spectacular performances I think I've ever seen on any instrument. As much a musician as anyone I've ever known, he's just that true ukulele virtuoso. And when you see him play, it's just magical. It's just a magical experience to think, wow, this is what somebody can do with four strings and a very, very tiny instrument. It's extraordinary. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's he's a great treasure in modern popular music.
And that'll be on Friday, October the 25th. And I think about, you know, some of these, the dance ensembles we've talked about, you know, going from that to just a single gentleman. I'm assuming he's just coming to play solo.
He will be with two other people.
Oh, he will. Okay.
Going in a band type situation.
But mm-hmm. still, just three people on the Fowler Center Riceland Hall stage, filling that enormous space with music. I look forward to that. And then this one, I've got to say, when you sent me the information about the series this year, my jaw dropped open. I had to do a double take to look at this one. The Juilliard String Quartet is coming to Jonesboro. This sounds cheesy, but I've literally got goosebumps thinking about the Juilliard String Quartet coming to Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Okay, for someone that not familiar with it, what's the significance of this quartet? Maybe Marika, you could chime in a little bit about that, about, you know, from your experience also in music. How big of a deal is it that the Juilliard String Quartet is coming to play in Jonesboro?
It's a huge deal. And thank you for Tim Crist, who's done such a fantastic job, especially as we're trying to get a strings program up and running here in a big way. We do have a strings program. But we're just working super hard to get that going in a big way at the university and in the community. And what better way to have such a fantastic quartet here? Juilliard, of course, is a wonderful school of music in New York, and it just doesn't get any better than that.
And this is a very prestigious, long-running group, isn't it, Dr. Crist?
Well, they originated in 1946, so they've been around a very long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Boston Globe says they are the most important string quartet in American history. And if you follow their amazing career in recordings and performances, they've played all over the world. They've recorded everything. They've commissioned works. They have just continually redesigned what the string quartet is. And to have them here with us for a brief period of time is just, wow. You know, it's just one of those wow events. And really, our series started off with them in mind. They were the first ones that we identified for bringing, you know, for an act to bring to campus. And they're just extraordinary musicians, every one of them. It's going to be a wonderful event for our community.
And I assume there will be, as you mentioned with some of the others, there'll be opportunities for students, both college and all the way down to elementary school, to perhaps interact with them while they're here in Jonesboro?
Absolutely. We hope to bring them to a local school. And can you imagine kids going to school, you know, Friday morning and waking up and seeing the Juilliard String Quartet in front of them?
And this seems like so much hyperbole, but I'm like, this would be like bringing the Rolling Stones to Jonesboro, Arkansas. Absolutely. I mean, they're the Rolling Stones of classical music. So thinking about that.
It's high level musicianship. Yes. Perhaps the highest that we can offer our community.
Okay. We're discussing the events in the Fowler series that's going to be happening this academic year. And then one event that's scheduled for the spring semester, March 10th of 2020. It's an ensemble that's actually been here once before to perform and present in Fowler Center's Riceland Hall, but you're having them back again for a different program this time. Tell us about the Muses.
Yeah, the Muses. We had such a profoundly positive reaction from our audience last year when they were here, that we had to have them back. It was just a no-brainer. We're going to have them back this March 10th, and they're going to be performing a concert called Celtic Spring. And they will have a Celtic harpist, a flutist. There'll probably be a tin whistle somewhere, I'm imagining. There has to be, right, if it's Celtic music. And there'll be some dancing, lots of singing, of course. They're just a great group, you know. And our governor, Beebe, has, you know, just sort of put them forward in his mind in terms of their ability to bring culture back to Arkansas and fill our minds with good things. He's really been an advocate for this sort of thing. So we have to thank him for all his good work in making this very interesting group from Hot Springs something of fascination, something of wonder for our community.
And so the season will wrap up as it started with another dance ensemble. Tell us about this one.
The Alante Flamenco Ensemble is coming to us from Austin, Texas. And wow, what a spectacular group. I'll read this little quote from Janelle Seitz from the Austin Chronicle, because I think it sums up what flamenco dance is. In a deep purple fringed dress, she offered up her delicate featured face and thin jutting arms in a staggered backbend before earthly, almost combustible rhythms again overtook her. And I just love that. If you've ever seen flamenco dance, wow, you know exactly what you're looking forward to. And if you haven't, boy, get on board, because this is going to be fun. This is one of those events that, you know, just mesmerizes you, captivates you, draws you in. People are going to have to remember to breathe during this performance. It is likely that they will forget to breathe, Marty, because it just captures you in the deep, passionate ways of the dancer and the tremendous virtuosity of the musicians.
And what's the date on that presentation?
We're looking forward to having them on Friday, April 10th.
We've been visiting with Tim Crist and Marika Kyriakos about this upcoming academic year's Fowler Center series that's going to be presented. Again, Marika, I know that you're just now stepping into the role as a Fowler Center director, and I know that Tim has worked tirelessly over the last 2 years. What are your future plans for Fowler Center? Is there anything that you specifically would like to see happen or do or just continue there?
Well, I would certainly like to follow in Tim's shoes and doing a fantastic job and bringing in such great variety and things that our community will not only enjoy, but be, we always like to educate, of mm-hmm. course, educate, enhance, enrich, right? And it just brings a way to bring the university and the community together, and not just our community, but the region. So many people go to Memphis for these sorts of things, or New York for that matter. Good grief. These shows are just absolutely fantastic. And to think that some people don't know that we have things happening right here. So my job right here and now is to get out there and tell people. So as for the series next year, I don't know. I really would like to just gather information as to what various organizations might like, or how we might reach different people in the community and the region who've never been to Fowler, and why. And maybe we can find a different show that might attract them. So I just want to serve A-State and the community and get as many people as we can in that audience, because our shows are fantastic and we do need bigger audiences. We also need more people to enjoy in between our sets or during intermission to visit the Bradbury Art Museum. And they always have beautiful shows happening. I can't really tell you what will be happening during the intermission for each of our shows right now. I'm going to have to take a good look at the calendar, but they always have amazing things to offer, and it's a really fun thing for our audiences to enjoy while we're taking a little break on the stage.
Well, my last question for you both is, okay, we've talked about a lot of different specific events. People may not remember, well, when was it the Juilliard String Quartet's going to be here? When was that ukulele player going to come? Where can they go to find more information and even to purchase tickets for these events?
Well, first, we're about to send out our broster. It's in the making as we speak, but that's about ready to go. So we have a mailing that we put out. And of course, being a broster, it's partially a brochure and also a poster, so you can open it up and post it. And we'll be doing that ourselves too. We also have different posters that we'll put out there. I'm sure we'll have a talk with KAIT and, of course, listening to KASU. But I'll just be getting out there into the community as well and putting out the word.
I assume yourfowlercenter.com still remains the website where people can go to get all the comprehensive information.
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's Dr. Marika Kariakos and Dr. Tim Chris talking about the 2019-2020 Fowler Series. More information and tickets for the events can be found at yourfowlercenter.com. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.